Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, absolutely. Jeff, are you kidding me? I am in the house, and I can't wait to, you know, something. We got a great show, as always.
We do have a great show, Eddie. We're going to get into Major League Baseball, NFL. CeeDee Lamb picked up the bag and he's running with it. Gonna do a little.
He picked up the money.
He did. Gonna do a little AEW, WWE, and of course, the jabroni of the week. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It turns out that in this day and age, telling your boss that you're not gonna come to work until you get a raise, that's working. They're able to pull that off these days, man.
You know something, JT? I still believe that it's work. I think that Jerry Jones wanted him to stay in Houston, continue to work out until the last minute where he didn't get hurt.
Well, he is going to be a major factor in that offense. He is a speedster. He gets down the field. If Dak Prescott is going to get over the Dak Prescottness of Dak Prescott, he's going to need a guy.
If a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass either. And my money's not on Dak Dakota Prescott.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit more coming up here on Mouthing Off. But it's such a great time in sports. College football season kicked off. A top 10 team was upset in Ireland. The FSU Seminoles went down to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in their first game in a nail biter.
Sheamus picked it right on ESPN. That's a good thing.
A nail biter there in Ireland, and unfortunate for the Florida State fans, but you know what? They've got time. If you're going to lose as a power conference team, the best time to do it is the first game of the season. They did. Maybe Georgia Tech's better than we thought they were. Maybe Florida State's not as good as we thought they were, but we'll talk about that more on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world. I'm convinced I have the best Labor Day setup. A cold drink in one hand and my phone in the other while I shop Kohl's Labor Day sale. They have seriously great deals to refresh your home. $10 off if you spend $25 or more. $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And up to 85% off into summer clearance faves. Yep, I can always count on Kohl's to keep it real with the best savings. And now it's time for a refill. Select styles. Offers end September 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. sponsored by AbbVie.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are teaming up and using generative AI to deliver a more informative and engaging experience for tennis fans around the world. Thanks to IBM's Watson X and Granite large language models, the 2024 U.S. Open digital platforms offer never-before-seen features, bringing fans even closer to the action inside Billie Jean King Tennis Center. New post-match summaries mean fans can access detailed analysis for all 254 U.S. Open singles matches, with long-form summaries for each match arriving within minutes of the last serve for near-instant coverage at unprecedented scale. An enhanced version of AI commentary and a redesigned slam tracker brings more frequent, expressive, and contextual commentary, with highlight packages published just minutes after a match concludes. Live matches will have a near real-time 3D graphic of current play alongside generative AI-produced insights. IBM Skills Build's new collaboration with the USTA Foundation provides students, coaches, and the public access to AI and professional development courses, workshops, and more. To see IBM technology in action, visit usopen.org or download the US Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Mouthing Off.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, absolutely.
Eddie, let's talk about our good friends over at odark30.com. Odark 30 is where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll make a naked man look a 10-star dude, man.
Well, if he's naked, he ain't wearing Odark 30. How's that work?
Well, he will be because he's naked when he bought it. And one thing about it, he will take him to the promised land.
I agree.
And he will look like he's a cool dude regardless.
If you rock Odark 30, you are going to look, as my good friend Eddie just said, like a cool dude. So go check out odark30.com. Eddie.
Yeah, people don't pick on people that wear Odark 30, believe me.
No, they don't. It turns out internationally, that's the case. Aaron Judge has become the new Bronx Bomber. He crushed his 50th home run, becoming the fifth player to do it three times. On that list is hammering Babe Ruth. I don't know why I gave Babe Ruth Hank Aaron's nickname, but Babe Ruth, another Yankee to pull that feat off. It's a lot more interesting to me when you look back at the guys who did this, because Babe Ruth did it when hitting 50 home runs meant something.
Meant something, right.
The other four guys on that list, fellow part-time Yankee, hit a lot of those home runs on the West Coast. Alex Rodriguez. The next two guys, think what you will about their ability to hit home runs. Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. There may have been a little bit of juice squeezed into those lemons.
All three of those guys, Rodriguez, Sosa, and McGwire. I mean, come on. They're a bunch of juice babies. And you know something? Hey, you can't tell me baseball was better with the juice than it is now.
Well, no, here's way. The thing. What I will tell you is that it would have been fine if everybody was doing it. If they just said, okay, listen, everybody can take it.
They had the same doctors, believe me.
Yeah, but you know, the guys on the mound weren't taking the juice. Because that's the thing, is if it's an even playing field. Yeah,
let me tell you, as a former professional pitcher, I can tell you what, they were taking juice if they could get it, believe me.
Well, the problem
ask
is
Roger Clemens. How did Roger the Dodger do what he did? The only guy that I know without a doubt didn't take steroids was Nolan Ryan.
Yes. There are a lot
he
of guys.
Was a phenom. This is the only guy that I can bet my life on is a true phenom.
Yeah.
He's throwing a baseball at 46 years old at 100 damn miles an hour after two surgeries on his elbow. I mean, come on. You know?
Maybe they put a little something mechanical in during those surgeries, though.
Oh, please. He's just a badass.
I agree.
Nolan Ryan
is a hero of mine. He is a guy that I have tremendous amounts of respect for. When I say that the catcher that used to catch him says he might have been throwing at 120 miles per hour, I go ahead and believe that, because if there is a guy that could throw the ball 120 miles an hour, it would have been Nolan Ryan. The guy
and
is just
a famous umpire. Jeff, is that he came out in his book and said, when Nolan Ryan was throwing, that all he heard was the sound of the mitt, and he said, sounds like a strike. That was good enough for him.
Nicely done.
Get your ass in gear when the express comes. And when you go to Minute Maid Park in Houston, Texas, let me tell you something. What goes around the outfield, the Ryan Express.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, he's the guy that built Minute Maid. He made the Houston Astros extremely relevant for a very long time. I'm a huge fan of Nolan Ryan. Cal Ripken Jr., another guy that I would put on the list of guys that didn't take steroids.
Dog, Jeff Ripken.
Yeah.
Up to Cal Ripken.
Big fan of Cal Ripken also. I've worked with him a few times. He's a great guy.
Great guy.
Got a heck of a mouth on him, I will say that. He and his brother.
He and his brother
had me clutching my pearls a few times. But great baseball player. Great gentleman of a man. Big fan of Cal Ripken. Speaking of guys who hit big time home runs, a la Babe Ruth, his 1932 World Series called shot jersey sold for over $24 million at auction in a bidding war that lasted 6 hours.
Well, you got to have stupid ass money to buy Babe Ruth's jersey. I'm just not saying it's not worth it, but for $24 million, most people don't even have a million.
Listen,
this guy coughed up 24.
You want to show me that you have stupid money and you can afford a $24 million jersey, buddy? Wear it.
Yeah. Right.
Wear it to a game.
Damn. When I saw that, I go, damn, this guy, you know what you can do with $24 million?
Well, it just depends, though, Eddie. I mean, I could do a lot with $24 million. That guy clearly has $24 million he has laying around that he doesn't know what to do with it. So he thought, I'd like to own a piece of history.
He said, screw the yacht. I want to smell Babe Ruth's happy ass, and I want to buy his 1932 jersey for $24 million. Let me tell you something. I love Babe Ruth. That ain't going to happen. Not in my life.
What kind of yachts are you looking at for $24 million? I just mentioned a yacht. That's a dinghy.
I mean, you can get a yacht. Let me tell you something. Hey, Donald Trump bought a yacht for $7 million. That's how good he is. Okay. Yeah.
That's the art of the deal, though. And when was that?
Well, hell, that's what I work on. You know what I mean? I don't work on how much money I'm going to pay the dude. I'm going to work on how much I'm going to save. That's all about Eddie Mansfield. I can tell you that. That's how come I can literally tell you that I'm a multimillionaire sitting here, because I am not cheap, but I am frugal.
So Heritage Auctions is the auction house in Dallas that sold that jersey, and they've said the buyer wishes to remain anonymous. I reached out to him and asked why he wanted to remain anonymous. He said his wife was not happy with the last purchase he made for $24 million. And he can't imagine how upset she would be if she find out he spent $24 million on a baseball jersey, regardless of who wore it, when, and if they called a shot. So he's remaining anonymous so he can stay married. And that's the highest.
You can't blame him.
No. I've met the woman. She is definitely the type that would make your life a living hell if she found out you spent $24 million.
How come you bought a friggin' jersey and you didn't buy me a 5-carat ring? What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Well, this jersey.
Babe Ruth gave you more enjoyment than you did, I guess. You know, that's the way it works.
I walked this jersey through the kitchen and it spent more time in there than you have in the last year, honey.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, he's got a chef, believe me. That girl don't cook.
That was the highest selling auctioned item after it beat Mickey Mantle's 1952 rookie card that sold for $12.6 million in 2022.
Can you imagine that?
Buying a piece of paper for $12.6 million?
That's what I'm saying. This smells like bubble gum.
Yeah, well, the thing about the Mickey Mantle rookie card is that it came out in the time when people were putting their baseball cards in their spokes of their bicycles to make a lot of noise. So there aren't a lot of them.
No.
Has the Mickey Mantle rookie card surpassed the Flying Dutchman's rookie or the cigar card that was the most expensive? Because I think there were only like six of them in existence.
That was Honus
Wagner. Wagner. Yeah, the Flying Dutchman.
He was a cigarette card.
Yeah, they that thing was worth a lot of money.
I think it went only for $2 or $3 million.
Well,
and Mickey Mantle. I'm named after Mickey Mantle, for God's sake. Bottom line is this. Mickey Mantle was the greatest, bottom line, baseball player that ever lived.
Yes, I think a lot of people would agree.
And the rest of them can kiss my ass if you don't believe it.
All right, well.
I mean, he hit it out of stadiums.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit it out of Tiger Stadium. He almost hit it out of Yankee Stadium. And when you look at Mickey Mantle, if it wasn't for Joe DiMaggio being a lazy son of a gun, Mickey Mantle would have never got hurt. And Mickey Mantle ran the first base in 3.1 seconds. That's pretty damn fast.
It is. The only argument I've ever heard that I believe, because I wasn't able to see it, was people say that Shoeless Joe Jackson may have been better than Mickey Mantle. But unfortunately, he wasn't better at him.
Joe Jackson, it's kind of like me. You know, I feel bad for him. He's a great player, but, you know, he's always going to be remembered for the White Sox gambling deal.
Well, it wasn't gambling.
And that's sad.
It was taking money to throw a game, which is significantly worse than what others have done. And speaking of others, Shohei Ohtani, the only player in history to hit 40-40 on the same day, 40 home runs, 40 steals. He wants to be the greatest player ever in the game, and it's not outside of the realm of possibility that could happen. He's, since Babe Ruth, been the best pitcher slash hitter in the league, and he's still very young.
Still pitching?
He had Tommy John surgery, so he took this year off. But hey, listen, we got to run, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Thank you, Frank. Yes.
All of those things are true. What is also true is that if you want to go get yourself some kick-ass gear from a kick-ass company and a kick-ass friend of ours, head on over to odark30.com. You got to check out their boots. They're my favorite boots. I'm a man of many shoes, Eddie. I have a lot of pairs of shoes. I've got tennis shoes. I've got dress shoes. Being a Floridian, I've got boat shoes. I've got a lot of pairs of boots. And my O Dark 30 boots are by far my favorite. I don't even put them away. I leave them in the middle of the living room so my wife knows not to put them away because they are going on these feet as soon as I get out of bed. Go check out odark30.com. They don't only have boots. They also have shirts, hats, all kinds of gear. They are a phenomenal company, and we love partnering with them at odark30.com.
Well, you know, that's a five-star company.
Yes.
And I am so proud that they sponsor Mouthing Off.
Absolutely.
And you and me, believe me.
They believe in us. We believe in them. Go check them out, odark30.com. Bengals star receiver Ja'Marr Chase has returned to practice. The Bengals have already exercised a fully guaranteed $21.8 million fifth-year option for 2025, and they should have. He's a stud. They had a wealth of receivers in Cincinnati. He's the best one, and Joe Burrow's going to throw a lot of touchdown passes to Ja'Marr Chase this year and next year.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, the blonde bomber will show his wares. But you know what's really funny?
Tell me.
It's like professional wrestling. They tell these guys, I want you to stay out to the last minute. And then I want you to show up. Then I'll sign you. I'll take care of you. I just don't want you hurt. That's the real deal. All the rest of it is all hype and BS from sports. Because the bottom line is, if they can't perform, it doesn't matter.
Correct.
Who you are. They're going to get their money regardless now.
Yes.
And I was one of the guys forever that preached and pounded the pavement about, hey, you got to pay these people. We're not doing this for free. We're not drawing these millions of dollars and not being paid. And believe me, I risked my whole career on this. And I am so glad that everybody is finally getting paid. It's about time they pay Eddie Mansfield from the athletic side of my business.
I see this from both angles. One is, it is about time they get paid. They're getting paid a lot at some point, I feel like with ticket prices having to go up to cover these monstrous salaries, I feel like there is a point in time where we may reach critical mass where they're being paid too much and the regular people can't go to the games anymore. And
well,
that's
it's already been there. A long time ago.
Yeah, you still can though. I can go and go. I can drive over to Tampa and take my family to a Bucks game for the same amount of money, if not less than I take them over to see hockey.
Let's do the New York Knicks.
All right. Okay.
For a basketball game, family of four.
Yes.
That'll cost you over $800.
Well, I have not paid to see basketball since I want to say.
I didn't ask you. I'm just telling you.
Well, you just got to have the right people. You got to know the right people, my man. I go see my Orlando Magic.
The right people. I didn't want to say that. Hey, that Eddie Mansfield's got the VIP seats to the New York Knicks. You know, but I do. And I have VIP seats to the Buccaneers. I have VIP seats to anywhere that my happy ass would like to go because I earned that.
Well, it is. You're right.
You,
it is.
You were talking about the cost of tickets.
I know. It's getting out of control in the NBA, and that's another place where the contracts are getting ridiculous. Less players to pay, which is the one thing they've got going for them, but less seats to fill as well. So
yeah, but they pay one player three times. I mean, the money for 10 players.
Yeah, yeah, it's an interesting business, and
well, it's like highway robbery.
Yes,
it's like Jesse James hit the box office. That's what it happens.
Well, the thing about basketball though is that one guy can make a basketball team a contender and a champion. It's literally the only team sport where only one guy can make that big of a difference. Every other team sport, you need to have a good core of guys to put together a champion. Where in the NBA, we saw it with Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was the only guy that was, granted, they had other all-stars on that team, but one of them.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You just said that, and I know everybody in the mouthing off nation is going like, oh, what is he smoking? Let me ask you this. Who were the players that made the Chicago Bulls so great?
Well, if you
not
ask Scottie
Michael
Pippen.
Jordan, you had one guy, Michael Jordan, but he couldn't win it all without the four other guys. Who was the other four guys?
It was, well, depending on the time, originally it was Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, Bill Cartwright, and who was the little point guard? Why is his name escaping me?
You had Dennis Rodman there too. You
know? That was until that was the end of Michael's. That was the last three championships. The first BJ Armstrong.
Who was a big center? Neil what?
Bill Cartwright was their center, and then they had Tony Kukoc, not center. Bill Winnington was another one of his centers. Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
I mean, a bunch of nobodies that all of a sudden were somebodies as a team.
Yeah.
And that's what I look at. When they say, when anybody says in my whole life that one guy can take you to the promised land, I don't buy it. Because without the four other guys with Michael Jordan, he would have never been squat.
Well, hey, listen, there was an 8-year run. The Bulls,
damn good.
The Bulls won three championships, and then Michael Jordan, and yes, I'm doing air quotes, retired and played baseball for 2 years.
Smart guy.
The Rockets won two in a row, and then Michael Jordan came back. And they won the next three, and then he
won the game over, right?
Went away. Yes. So I will say, were the Bulls a playoff team without him? Yes, they made the playoffs without him. Scottie Pippen was the anchor of that team. And if you ask Scottie, he was better than Michael Jordan. He might be the only person on the planet.
Let me tell you something. There is no human being on earth. And I can tell you that I'm not a basketball guy. But I've watched a lot of basketball, and I was a great athlete, and I was never a great athlete like Michael Jordan.
No, he had everything he needed.
There's never, ever, to this day, a better basketball player that ever walked that aisle, as they say, than Michael Jordan.
This is the argument that I make when it comes to Michael Jordan versus LeBron James versus Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, please. Hey, versus, screw LeBron James. That ego.
I agree. I agree. And we can make an argument on off-court personality. And that can be what derails the conversation every time. It happens a lot, but I'm going to say,
give me a Michael Jordan who's got class that can win anything you want to give him to.
This is the argument that can derail this conversation every single time. I'm not going to let it happen this time. The difference between Michael Jordan and LeBron James is that they both had the God-given skill, the height, the ability to jump out of the arena, the small twitch muscle, whatever the God-given stuff is, they both have it in spades. And the difference between the two of them is Michael Jordan had a killer instinct about him. If you gave him the ball in the end, he was going to make the shot. He was going to will his team to win no matter what.
Absolutely.
If they had to put the team on his back, he would gladly take the weight and he would win you a championship. LeBron James does not have that.
Great to do that.
Yeah, LeBron James doesn't have that. LeBron James is a guy who passes a lot when the game is on the line. LeBron James has lost more championships than he's won. Michael Jordan is not on that list. And so if you want to argue with me, that's my point every time. Prove me wrong.
You know something, Jeff? You're absolutely right, because Michael Jordan was the guy that says, the game on the line, give me the damn ball.
The famous quote is when Phil Jackson drew up a play to give Jordan the ball. I mean, give Pippen the ball because Jordan was going to get double or triple teamed on an inbound to win a game. And Michael Jordan said, Phil, give me the ball. I want the ball. I want to take the shot. And Phil Jackson said, Michael, there is no I in team, a cliche we've all heard. Michael Jordan's response said, yes, but there is an I in win. They gave him the ball. He made the shot. They won the game. Michael Jordan, winner. Quickly, let's get into CeeDee Lamb. He held out. He agreed to a four-year, $136 million a year deal. $100 million of that is guaranteed. $38 million signing bonus, the largest ever given to a wide receiver. And now he is the top paid wide receiver in the league. Justin Jefferson right behind him, AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Tyreek Hill. Yep, they follow in his wake now of money for wide receivers. Incredible deal for CeeDee Lamb. He deserves it because that guy is going to run down the field and catch a lot of balls. He's a big wide receiver. He's definitely the gem in that Dallas Cowboys offense. Dak and Ezekiel are a little long in the tooth. Neither of them have been able to get over the mountaintop. And
You know something, Jeff?
Yes.
The problem is with Dak Prescott. He's a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. Well, maybe CD can pull him over the top now because he's paid, he's fed, he's no longer hungry. We'll see what happens. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All over the world. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, before we jump back into the NFL, let's talk about our friends over at odark30.com. Odark 30, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Well, absolutely. You know, that's how come you were styling and fell. Kate Perry.
Go get you some. Odark30.com, the place to get it. Go get it. The most interesting quarterbacks in 2024. I'm assuming this is a list that you found and you wanted to discuss with me, Eddie.
No, that's some jock sniffer.
Yeah.
That came up with this BS list. It wasn't the Continental Lover Eddie Mansfield.
No, I knew you didn't come up with this list, Eddie.
List, I can tell you that.
I knew you didn't come up with this list, Eddie. I looked at this list and I thought, okay, he wants to discuss someone else's opinion on what.
Well, I don't want to discuss anything. Hey, these jock sniffers think they know everything, and I'm just laying it out for you, Jeff, and you can. Do what you want with it.
I'm going to. We're going to discuss it. Most interesting quarterback in 2024. What is this? If it didn't say 2024, I would agree with number five on this list. At one point, this was an interesting guy. 2024, it's not interesting to me. Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. I'm not interested.
Oh, he's washed up.
I can't understand why he's on a list of interesting things. I'm more interested right now in wearing my Odark 30 boots with jean shorts and pulled up socks. I can't understand why Russell Wilson would be on this list. Good luck to him in Pittsburgh. I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan. I hope that they have success, but I really don't understand why they moved on from Pickett so quickly, and now they've got Russell Wilson under center. He's not going to do them any good. If he does, he'll prove me wrong, but I don't believe it's going to be the case.
I just think they moved on with Pickett for the wrong reasons. I'm just telling you. They thought that Russell Wilson would come in, but you know who dumped it? Jeff?
Sean Payton and Pete Carroll, two other great coaches in the league.
Yeah, well, why did they dump him?
Well, because he didn't play well in Denver last year. Pete Carroll...
in Seattle. That's what made Russell Wilson who he is. I mean, if Pete Carroll dumped your ass and they dumped you in Denver, there's a problem.
Well, here's the biggest problem for me is that Pete Carroll dumped him, and he didn't move on from Russell Wilson and go out and get himself a young draft pick or sign some huge free agent. He brings in Geno Smith, a guy who we had all forgotten about.
But he did good. Geno had a great year.
And I think it's because Pete Carroll has a system that you or I could be under center and do at least good. Geno Smith did better than good. Geno Smith did, where in the hell has this guy been good? He did incredible for a guy who stepped in after
a lot cheaper
so-called legend left. And he did really, really well, and he's going to be under center in Seattle again this year. Sean Payton going younger in Denver, I assume, at some point this season. Yeah.
He's going to win. Hey, let me tell you, Denver's going to be close to the playoffs, I guarantee it, this year.
That will not surprise me one bit. I think Bo Nix is going to be – it's tough as a rookie.
Great NFL quarterback, believe
to,
me.
But it's tough as a rookie to play an entire NFL season and not get banged up and not give in to the pressure. I feel like it's always the next year that you're going to come in.
Yeah, but you know something, Jeff? He came out of the SEC.
Yeah, but originally. So did Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but you know something? How many Peyton Manning trophies did Peyton Manning win?
Two.
Okay, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though, is that he was absolutely horrific his first season, and then he was a Hall of Famer for the rest of his career in multiple places under multiple teams. He's a Hall of Famer. The next guy on this list, definitely interesting, maybe number one on my list of interesting quarterbacks, finally has a no-nonsense coach with the L.A. Chargers. They've made a lot of significant changes in L.A. Justin Herbert, under center there.
I like him.
An underrated quarterback, a guy who suffered from my defense is absolutely horrific his entire career. He could throw for 3,000 yards and 300 touchdowns and somehow not make the playoffs with the LA Chargers. Well, those days, I believe, are over. I'm interested to see how he does this year. The next guy on the list is Patrick Mahomes. He's always interesting.
This is a jock sniffer picking this.
Yes.
How in the hell do you going to put Patrick Mahomes number three on any list?
If I had to guess that you got this off of ESPN and a chick wrote it, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, I didn't. I did not.
Okay. Well, that would be my guess, is that you got it off of...
It happens to be from Fox Sports.
From Fox Sports? What's the lady that wrote its name there?
No, it's the guy that needs his wedding dress, but it's not my deal, you know?
So Patrick Mahomes, I'm not going to lie, is interesting every year. What's interesting about Patrick Mahomes is that he's pretty much said that they're going to win
the
three
best
in a row.
In the business, yeah. You know? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you can't take that away from him.
And number three. He ain't no number three for anybody.
No. Number two is Aaron Rodgers. Also, this is a good place for him.
Ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
This is not a how good is this quarterback list. It's how interesting they are. I'm interested to know how Aaron Rodgers is going to play for the New York Jets. The New York Jets have a team around Aaron Rodgers that arguably, if Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, they could potentially win the Super Bowl. Can you imagine if Aaron Rodgers takes the just end the seasons back to the Super Bowl and wins a Super Bowl?
New York City would blow up.
I want to hand him the microphone that he can go up on the stage after hoisting that Lombardi trophy and drop the microphone and retire and say, "You didn't believe in me in Green Bay. You got mad at me because I wouldn't take the vaccine, and here I am. I said I'd do it. I brought the New York Jets to the promised land. Mic drop. I'm out. I'm one of the most popular prognosticators on the planet next year. Aaron Rodgers is going to be huge." You know what?
He really needs to go from the New York Jets to the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't see it happening, but you're right. I mean, that would be a very good place for him to be.
He would win a Super Bowl.
They have a better team on paper than the New York Jets do, but man, I watched the Jets a couple times in the preseason, and when they had their guys out there, they are an extremely good, well-coached team, and it's going to be fun.
Nathaniel Hackett better hope so, or his ass is gone out of New York. I can tell you that.
Yeah, he's definitely on the hot seat. Number one on this list, a very little interest to me because I don't think
it's... something. This is why Jeff, before you even say this word.
This is why I thought it was ESPN and a chick wrote it.
It's a jock sniffer that wrote this.
Yes.
Why in the world would you put somebody that's never proven themselves. Oh, well, hell, you had a couple of good plays in the preseason. Who gives a damn? So, let's see how you are during the grind, baby. That's what it makes you.
Let me just say that if I'm looking at young quarterbacks, I'm looking at the Washington Commanders. I'm looking at the Houston Texans.
The Commodores.
I'm looking at the Denver Broncos. There are so many other places to look than the Chicago Bears for a quarterback who's going to interest me at all this year. They're going to be terrible. He's going to be maybe the best player on the team, but they're still going to be terrible. The Chicago Bears may potentially be picking him a wide receiver number one overall in the next draft because I don't believe in him. I definitely don't believe in them. Caleb Williams is not interesting to me in 2024. 2025, 2026, maybe I'll have a little bit of interest, but not in 2024.
I just believe that Bo Nix would do better than Caleb Williams will do. And because everybody's putting down Caleb, not Caleb, but Bo, they've really not looked at him. This guy is an NFL pure guy. And, you know, hey, let me tell you something about Caleb Williams.
Tell me.
If you show up and do what you need to do and don't think you are Patrick Mahomes, fine. But I want to see you win in Chicago. Boy, that's a tough nut to do. The only guy that's won in Chicago was years ago, and his name was McMahon. Kind of like Vince McMahon. But then McMahon's win.
Yes. And that team, Jim McMahon was very little of the reason why that team was successful.
Well, it was Buddy Ryan's 46 defense.
Yes, the defense was definitely the reason why that team was good. And Jim McMahon and Walter Payton were able to.
It don't hurt to turn around and hand it to Walton Payton, come on.
Yeah, no. Yes. Hey, listen, Eddie, we're running out of time here. We got to get to it quickly. Unfortunately, we lost Kevin Sullivan. And we made the plan to do this. And then it turns out that Sid Vicious also passed away yesterday. So here we go. We hate losing the greats in the wrestling and unfortunately always too young. So to the Sullivan and not Vicious. What's Sid's actual name?
Udy.
Yeah. To the Udy family. Our condolences. A 10 bell salute for both of those gentlemen. They made a huge difference in the wrestling world. Speaking of the wrestling world, the AEW drew 53,832 fans to watch Bryan Danielson dethrone Swerve Strickland for the new world championship.
Well, you know something? I talk about the AEW all the time. I'm so happy that they drew this. Now the AEW guys can talk about the WWE guys and say what a bunch of crap both of them are. But you know something? It really doesn't matter. WWE is so far away in production-wise and talent-wise than the AEW.
Yeah,
it's not even. I don't even need to talk about it.
We could talk about averages because I think that the WWE probably averages more seats sold and over a significantly longer amount of time.
AEW couldn't even fill up a 5,000-seat arena in the United States, and they got lucky.
Yes.
In England. And so, you know, my hats are off to them. I'm glad you drew 53,000 people. And I'm glad that you gave a true champion the belt. Not some woke son of a bitch you had before that didn't deserve to be a world champion, that you gave it because it was just politically correct. And you know something? Mouthing off, as long as we've been on the air, has never been politically correct.
No, we go for the opposite of that.
No, it won't happen.
All right. Hey, listen, Eddie, we're running out of time here. WWBE, we'll talk about the bash in Berlin next week. We got to run. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie.
Yeah, without a doubt.
What?
The love is in the house.
A show we put on for them today.
Oh, well, you know something? It's always the greatest when you and me are just telling it like it is.
Yes, I agree. And we like to tell it like it is. And that's what this show's all about, telling it like it is. And like it is, we talked about the NFL and CeeDee Lamb getting paid, Ja'Marr Chase coming back, the quarterbacks that interest some jock sniffer, but also 2 out of the 5 were interesting to me. But we had to go over that just
Stevie Wonder could have made that pick.
Yeah, those two definitely could have come out of Stevie Wonder's hat. Major League Baseball got into some Major League Baseball, and of course wrestling, which is at the heart of our boy Eddie's heart. That was
not really, but it's okay.
You know you love wrestling, Eddie.
I'll forgive you.
You know you love wrestling, Eddie. If it wasn't for wrestling, we would not have the Eddie Mansfield star. That was when the star began, and it grew from there. But that's where it began. It began in wrestling, and I know you love wrestling. I know that if somebody came to you with a promotion and you believed in it, you would jump right back into wrestling.
It's all about the Benjamins.
If they would have to pay you. I definitely agree with you there. But you would very much enjoy to be running a wrestling promotion right now.
Damn good at it. That's all.
Well, you know what? You got to do what you're good at. And we're good at this. So that's why we do it. Yeah. We're good at
that's
running.
That's how come we're the number one on Sports Byline.
See, it's the only time I believe my mother when she tells me, you're really good at running your mouth. I'm like, yeah, that's... you tell me I'm cute, I don't believe you. You tell me that I'm the best boy, I don't believe you. You tell me I'm good at running my mouth, I'm going to have to go out on a limb here and believe that you're telling me the truth.
Yeah, but you know what's great about you and me talking during Mouthing Off? Because nobody can interrupt us but us.
That's why we don't take phone callers. We're too busy to talk.
We're the greatest of all time, Jeff, believe me.
That's true. And if you love Mouthing Off, you can check us out. Our podcast is available anywhere you pick up podcasts. Eddie, tell them goodbye.